Well, here's a story that we thought producer MJ Davis was making up last week when she brought it up in our meeting. Three funeral home directors in Pennsylvania have been indicted for allegedly turning their businesses into what could only be called human chop shops. The parts, bones, skin, tendons, and spines were taken from the deceased without family permission, allegedly, in unsanitary conditions that one witness said was like a butcher shop. And as if it could get worse, the suspects are alleged to have forged documents so the recipients of the tissue and such didn't know the donors were ill with things like hepatitis and even HIV. Troy Graham is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's been covering this. He joins us now. Hi, Troy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How did this allegedly work?
Well, there was actually a company out of North Jersey, Fort Lee, New Jersey, called Biomedical Tissue Services that was run by a dentist who had lost his license over some drug charges. And this company went around in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania and searched for funeral homes who are willing to participate in this kind of scheme where they would steal these body parts from corpses without family permission and then turn around and sell them.
How big of an operation was it, allegedly?
Well, over a couple of years, they took body parts from over 1,000 bodies in the three states. In Pennsylvania, or here in Philadelphia alone, it was about a fourth of the bodies. About 244 is what the district attorney found.
And but this isn't traditional organ donation, right? I mean, what can you actually get out of a body at a funeral home? Sometimes hours later, prosecutors would allege.
Right. Yeah. No, organ donation is a totally separate thing that is highly regulated by the federal government. This is strictly tissue like skin, tendons, ligaments, bone. It's used in surgeries like spinal surgeries where they fuse together spines. They put in another piece of bone. And it's also used in skin grafts and in sports medicine where they use cadaver tendons and ligaments. There was a woman in the last Winter Olympics who was a defending gold medalist in some ski event that she competed with a cadaver ligament in her knee and won the bronze medal. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, though, I mean, no self-respecting hospital would accept any of this stuff if they knew what it was. Is it that easy to forge the documentation for these things, if this, in fact, is what prosecutors say happened?
Yeah, that's one of the bigger aspects of the story is that this kind of tissue donation is still fairly new, and it's a industry that's just taken off in recent years. And the regulation really hasn't caught up to it yet. At this point, companies like this one in Fort Lee, New Jersey, they're not really regulated by anybody. They have kind of a professional association that credits them, but it's strictly voluntary. So, and the FDA is the federal agency that oversees this industry, but the grand jury here in Philadelphia found that the FDA's regulation was really lax and that they're just overworked and they don't have enough people to adequately keep an eye on this really growing industry.
Well, it's hard to imagine that if they take a close look at this that there won't be some more regulation coming down the pipe on this. Troy Graham, reporter with the Philadelphia Inquirer, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.